So we're going to go ahead and start the FPS meeting. Cottrell, thank you so much for starting the recording already. Let's do first things first. And before we invite a motion to approve the minutes, let's take roll. Cottrell?
Sure. Judge Conklin?
I'm present.
Judge Gabe?
Present.
Judge Marginis?
Judge Marginis might be a few minutes late, but he will be joining. This is David Yamasaki.
Okay. Ms. Bartleson? Mrs. Bartleson? Mr. Finke?
Hey, this is...
Somebody was just speaking up. Who's that?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Karen. I just wanted to know, let you guys know Ms. Bartleson could not attend.
Okay, great. Thanks. Okay.
Mr. Finke?
Present.
Mr. Rule?
Present.
Mr. Planet?
Here.
Mr. Landry? Mr. Landry?
This is Karen again. Mr. Landry is in a meeting, so, oh, actually, no. Never mind. All right, disregard that.
Okay. Mr. Taylor?
Here.
And Mr. Yamasaki?
Good morning. I'm here.
Good morning. Thank you.
So it looks like we have a quorum right now. Ms. Bartleson will not be joining us, and I guess we're waiting for Mr. Landry, but we have a quorum, correct, Cottrell?
Yes, that is correct.
All right, and again, I hear quite a few people joining us. If you are one of the requesting courts, we welcome you. We'll call on you as we get to your request. You're not required to contribute anything more than your application, but you're welcome to contribute to the meeting. Cottrell was about to remind you, but I will, I guess. This is a recorded, open, public meeting. Please place your phones on mute if you're not directly commenting or participating. And with that, to our first order of business is a motion. I'd invite a motion to approve the September 17th, 2020 meeting minutes.
This is Gabe. I'll approve.
Yamasaki seconds.
Gabe moves, Yamasaki seconds. Is there any opposition to the motion to approve our minutes from the September 20th meeting? Pausing and hearing none, those minutes are approved. And Cottrell, as I understand it, we received no public comment for this meeting?
Yes, that is correct.
Great. Okay. So let's get to work on the substantive request. So this, as every meeting, folks, we're considering these requests in two blocks. The first block are for new requests from courts for consideration that funds be held on behalf of the trial courts in response to the 3% holdback limit. We have those reports in front of us. I'm sure you folks noted that the attachments comprise well over 500 pages of reports. We appreciate that from the courts. That makes our job easier. So I'm just going to walk through these reports court by court rather than individually, because some courts have submitted numerous individual requests unless the members want to address it differently. So the first new request is from the Colusa Superior Court. Is Colusa on the line with us?
We are on the line.
Great. Thank you very much. The request from Colusa is $365,169 as summarized for digitization of the court's archive of over 100,000 court files, and also a small contribution to the 2021 fund balance. So upon consideration of Colusa's request, is there any member that either has questions for Colusa or is making a motion? So I'd invite a motion from a member, if there's no questions, to approve.
This is Sean Landry. I'll make the motion.
Thank you. Motion is made. Is there a second?
Gabe second.
All right. I heard Gabe first. So Landry moves and Judge Gabe seconds Colusa's request. Any opposition or further discussion on Colusa's request as noted? So, Colusa, I don't mean to be disrespectful of your being present on the phone, except unless a member has a question or a comment, we appreciate your submission to us. Hearing no opposition to the motion, I'm going to deem the motion unanimously approved. Thank you very much, Calusa.
Thank you all.
Moving next to San Benito's request of $643,000, similarly for digitization of information. Is San Benito on the line with us?
Yes.
Thank you. Any member have a question for San Benito on their request? And if there is none, is there a motion to approve San Benito's request?
Yamasaki moves approval.
Thank you. Is there a second? All right, I'll second. So I'm seconding Mr. Yamasaki's motion concerning San Benito's request. Any discussion or questions of San Benito? Hearing none, any opposition to the request of San Benito for the noted amount, for the noted reason? Hearing no opposition, I'll deem San Benito's request unanimously approved. Thank you, San Benito. We appreciate your presence on the call.
Thank you.
Turning next, Mono has two requests that, if I'm doing my math right, total $132,000 for related to phone server replacement and purchase of a new vehicle. Mono, are you on the line with us?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Great. Thank you so much. Do any FPS members have any questions of Mono concerning their requests? I hear none. Given that, is there a motion to approve? And if there's, I think committee members will note that some of these, especially the next one we're going to address, there's a large group of requests. I'm treating these by court rather than individual requests from the court. If any member has a question of any of the individual requests, however, please, I encourage you to ask. But we're treating Mono's two requests together. Is there a motion to approve the two Mono requests together?
Pinky will move.
Pinky moves a second.
Gabe seconds.
Gabe seconds Mono's request. Any opposition or further discussion on Mono's two requests? And hearing no opposition or request for further discussion, I'll deem Mono's requests approved. Mono, thank you very much for joining us today. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Moving next to Monterey Superior Court, a single request in the amount of $169,454 relate to expand services at the King City Courthouse. Monterey, are you on the line with us?
Just me, Judge Rule.
All right. So we're going to show that you're going to abstain from you. So now you're appearing for your court. We're going to have you abstain from the vote, but now you're appearing for Monterey. Anybody have any questions of Chris on the Monterey submission? And Chris, I assume, so I just deemed you abstaining. So now that you've abstained, is there a motion to approve the Monterey request?
This is Judge Marginis.
Heard
late, but I so move.
Okay, so Judge Marginis is now with us. Judge Marginis is moved to approve, and I think I heard Landry. Sean, can I deem yours as a second?
Yes, you can. Thank you.
Great. Moved and seconded concerning Monterey's. Any further discussion or opposition to the Monterey request? And again, I'll deem it unanimously approved, except we'll show that Chris Rule is abstaining given his presence on the committee. We still have a quorum, especially now that Judge Marginis has joined us. Thank you very much, Chris, for submitting and also participating.
Thank you, Judge. So
now we're going to move to Imperial's request. Is Imperial on the line?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. So we have a group of requests from Imperial that totals $761,898. There's nothing – Imperial has broken out their requests individually, which is – perfectly appropriate. Imperial, we may, as a group, I think our committee is going to have a discussion in the future about making clear to courts that they can submit as one. But for today's purposes, we're going to consider your requests individually, but I'm going to invite a motion to consider them as one total request in the amount of $761,898 for the reasons noted. So I want to be clear to anybody listening in, we are considering each of the requests as noted, but for efficiency purposes, we're going to consider them as one unless a member wants to discuss any of them individually. So is there any questions of Imperial about any of these individual requests? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the Imperial requests as a total amount of $761,898? And I believe, Cottrell, am I correct? That includes every request submitted by Imperial?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. I'd invite that motion if anybody's comfortable making it. Cricket.
Gabe, I'll make the motion.
Okay.
Planet,
so I heard Planet in there. David, thank you. We'll show you as a backup second, but I hear Judge Gabe make the motion and Mr. Planet second. So it's been moved and seconded that the Imperial requests in total, as noted, of $761,898 be approved. Any opposition to that motion? Hearing no opposition, I'll deem the motion to approve all of Imperial's requests. Granted, Imperial, thank you very much for your presence today and your submissions. We appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your support. Appreciate it.
Cottrell, have I missed any of our new requests, or is that, does that complete the new requests?
That does complete the new requests.
Okay. So now we're going to move to amended requests. And so I know the committee members know this, but just so we're clear, and I'll remind anybody listening in, an amended request generally addresses just what it says. It's a request that we have previously considered and approved, and for reasons noted, it's being amended. Most likely, it is to address funds that the court is continuing be withheld on their behalf. And again, I just remind for the public listening in, everything we're considering today does not increase any court's budget by a single dollar. All it does is recognize that many courts have ongoing financial obligations that require year-by-year submissions to keep those obligations held, the funds held on behalf of those courts. And that's what we're doing with the amended requests. Amended request is from Sutter to reduce their previous amount of $500,101 by about $5,000 down to $496,893. Is Sutter with us?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much. So we have your request. Thank you. Have I stated it accurately? You're moving to reduce it by about $5,000?
Correct. It was an adjusted amount down.
Great, and that's appropriate. We appreciate your candor in that request. I might invite a motion from a committee member or questions. If there's no questions, is there a motion to approve Sutter's request?
Rule moves.
Is there a second?
Yamasaki seconds.
Rule moves, Yamasaki seconds, that Sutter's amended request, as noted, be approved. Any opposition? Hearing none, Sutter, your request is approved, and once again, we thank you for your candor and your time.
Thank you.
We're next going to move to request from Orange, so I'm going to show here, and I assume both Judge Marginis and Mr. Yamasaki are going to abstain here for appropriate reasons. That still gives us a quorum based upon the membership present. Right, Cottrell?
Yes, Judge.
Great. So Orange is moving to amend to complete its Tyler case management system from 2018-19 to 2022-23 and hold additional funds from their 1920 fund balance in the amount of $110,085. Have I stated that accurately?
You have. And note that there is, I speak, this is David Yamasaki, as a requester, not as a participant in this particular item. But basically, it is, as you stated, as it relates to the $110,000, there is a total of $575,319 that is currently being held on behalf of our court. And I wanted to provide a little bit of background because this one's a little bit complicated. So we have, as many courts, have engaged Tyler to provide case management solutions for our court. And in that regard, we have earmarked this total amount of money for Tyler to develop enhancements to the case management system that we have in place. We have we signed with Tyler back in 2016, and while the case management system is operating, there were two very key components, unfortunately, that Tyler concluded they could not deliver. And in the absence of their delivery, we abstained payment. Part of the request that followed this conclusion was that they were going to be seeking additional funding to complete the activity. Obviously, this is not something that we were amenable to, so we are not going to be paying them, and they obviously recognize that. But in this regard, what we have done is we've held monies for certain features to be developed in the case management system, Odyssey, that were not. So what we're asking for is the outstanding balance to be used to pay for services which represent ongoing maintenance on the product so as it would allow us to continue to pay Tyler for services that we certainly don't have any problems paying for, but repurposing the funds that have been held to fulfill the financial obligation that we have. So the recipient is going to be the same entity, but we've redefined essentially the purpose of the funds and hoping that this body can consider that for approval.
So when you say repurpose, are the funds then going, they're going to be continued to be used for Tyler's services, for additional services, or outside entities that providing what Tyler could not?
Exclusively to be paid to Tyler for ongoing obligations that Orange has in using their product.
Okay. Thanks for that clarification very much. Any questions of David of what he just stated of Orange County for the request? And if not, is there a motion to approve Orange County's request for the amount and reasons stated?
Thank you. So move.
Gabe seconds. And David, thank you so much for that clarification. Any opposition to Orange's request for the amount and purpose stated? A pause. I've waited. I hear no opposition. Again, we'll show that both Judge Marginis and Mr. Yamasaki are abstaining, and otherwise it's a unanimous approval. So I invite Orange back to the meeting as FPS members, and thanks for your presentation.
Thank you very much.
Next to San Mateo, is San Mateo on the line? Okay, they're not, but that's not necessary. We consider these requests once the application is submitted.
Judge, can you hear me?
Yes.
There is someone from San Mateo.
Oh, great. Thank you. Okay. So we have a San Mateo amended request that this is, again, for completion date to replace and repair 230,000 square feet of worn, damaged, and 30-year-old flooring. Sounds like our courthouse. From 2223 to 2324, and to hold additional fund balances in the amount of $134,983 for that purpose. Have I stated that correctly, San Mateo?
Oh, that's correct.
Thank you. Any questions of San Mateo of their request from any committee members? Hearing no questions, is there a motion to approve San Mateo's request for the purpose and amount stated?
Marginis move.
Marginis moves. Is there a second?
Rule second.
All right, moved and seconded that San Mateo's request be approved. Any opposition from any committee member to the San Mateo request for the purpose and amount? Thank you. Hearing none, I'll deem San Mateo's request unanimously approved. San Mateo, thanks so much for joining us on the call and for your application. We appreciate that.
Thank you. We appreciate it as well.
Moving next, Sacramento has two amended requests. Is Sacramento on the call? All right, it doesn't sound like it. If you are, just speak up, Sacramento, but again, it's not necessary. Sacramento has two amended requests. The first is the fiscal year project completion for their case management system, and also a request to amend the expenditure plan for a case management system from 2018-19 to 2021. Cottrell, I'm a little confused by this. Do you know why that's not just one simple request?
There are two separate. They were saving for, I'll pull up their info now. So their first request, they had money and they're amending the fiscal year of the project completion. And then the second was for a separate case management system. How the two are related or separate, I'm not entirely clear,
okay.
But they do have two individual requests for a case management system, and that's why you're seeing two requests now.
I see. So as I understand it, the first request is simply a time-related request to continue to hold those funds for another year, but
correct.
Not a change in the amount of the funds. The second request is to actually change – same thing, to move the unspent funds to from 1920 to 2021.
2021, correct. And the first is from 2021 to 2021-22.
Okay. So apparently there's nobody from Sacramento on the line to answer questions, but do any committee members have any requests for discussion on the two Sacramento requests considered together? And if not, I'd invite a motion to approve the two Sacramento amended requests together.
This is Sean Landry. I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Sean. Is there a second?
Yamasaki will second.
All right. Moved and seconded by Mr. Yamasaki. Sean Landry's motion, original motion. Any opposition to the two Sacramento motions considered together? Hearing no opposition, I will deem those two requests unanimously approved. Thanks very much, everybody, for considering that. And finally, well, not finally, I'm sorry. We now have four amended requests from Mono Superior Court. Is Mono with us?
Yes.
Great. Thanks so much. We have your four requests in front of us. I'm just summarizing the four requests. One is to amend audiovisual project expenditure plans from a completion date of 2021-22 to 24-25 and hold additional funds from their 1920 fund balance in the amount of $127,532 for that purpose. Also to amend digital scanning storage projects from 2021 to 21-22 and to hold additional funds of just over $23,000. Request to replace desktop computers from 21-22 to 22-23 and to hold additional funds for a new vehicle of $20,000. Considering each of those together, any questions for Mono on any of the four requests? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the four requests together?
Rule Marginis moves.
I hold. Okay, I heard Rule speak and then Marginis say move, so I'm going to deem Marginis making the motion. And Chris, do you mind if we show you as a second?
That would be just fine. Thank you.
All right. Moved and seconded that the four Mono amended requests be considered and approved together. Any opposition to the four Mono requests? I'll deem it unanimously approved. Mono, thanks so much for your participation with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And finally, Tehama. Is a motion to amend their CMS expenditure plan to hold additional funds from 1920. On the amount of $217,950 to complete that project. Tehama, are you with us?
Yes.
Any questions for Tehama on their request? Hearing no questions of Tehama, is there a motion to approve Tehama's amended request for the purpose and amount stated? All right, I'll make the motion. So that's Joe Conklin making the motion.
Gabe seconds.
Gabe seconds. It's been moved and seconded that Tehama's request for the purpose and amount be approved. Any opposition? Hearing no opposition, I'll deem Tehama's request unanimously approved. Tehama, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your submission and your time.
Thank you.
All right. So I think that gets us through everything, folks. Anything else we've missed, Cottrell?
No, you're correct. That gets us through everything.
Great. Any comments for the good of the order from any committee member except for everybody to stay healthy and well? Okay, and again, I'm just going to take a moment. If anybody is listening from the public, please do not perceive our efficiency this morning for anything more than just that. These submissions are submitted. They're paperwork intensive. They're considered. So by the time we get to the committee, candidly, most of the work has been done, and it's just a matter for questions and consideration. With that, thank you all so much for your time. I'll remind you, we're going to get together in now 2 hours for our tick-back meeting, which, if it goes as I anticipate, will be about the same length. So thank you all so much. We'll talk in a couple hours. And for all those courts that submitted, thank you once again for your time. Cottrell, we really appreciate your help. You're the key to this. And with that, I'll deem the meeting adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The host has left the meeting. So at this time, the meeting will come to an end. Thank you, and goodbye.